This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All I can tell you today is I will tell the truth.
That's former advisor to and continued ally of President Trump, Roger Stone, as he prepares to go back to court today in Washington for a status hearing.
I don't possess any knowledge of any wrongdoing by the President of the United States.
Stone arrested earlier this month in connection with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 elections. He's pleaded not guilty to 7 counts of lying to Congress, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering. The U.S. is planning to pull out of a major nuclear missile pact with Russia, and the announcement's expected to come today from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He's expected to claim that Russia's been violating the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty anyway. It was struck back in 1987. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker has announced that he's running for president. The former mayor of Newark, New Jersey, announcing a short time ago that he'll run for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. And in announcing his bid to challenge President Trump, Booker says the nation needs to be able to see its leaders and, quote, feel pride, not shame. The 49-year-old Booker's been in the U.S. Senate since 2013. The biting cold that has crippled the U.S. Midwest and Northeast all this week is finally looking like it's about to relent. By late day today, temperatures will start to moderate. Chicago, which has been feeling wind chills of 50 below zero for days, will actually see temperatures rise to the 40s tomorrow, but plenty of damage has been done. The death toll stands at 21 people because of this Arctic blast. Remember, you can find us online, whatever the weather. We're at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruta, conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruta Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A federal judge is tossing out a lawsuit that was brought by some unhappy New Orleans Saints fans who wanted to change the outcome of the NFC Championship game. The fans had argued that a blown pass interference call in the final minutes against the LA Rams did likely cost their team a Super Bowl berth. The U.S. District Judge has ruled in the league's favor, denying the plaintiff's request that she order the NFL to replay the end of the game. The Rams now, of course, will be playing the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl on Sunday. Al Chapo's lawyer claims his client is the ultimate scapegoat of a drug cartel, defense lawyer Jeffrey Lichtman, calling the accused Mexican drug lord a fall guy in his closing arguments before the jury yesterday, and stated his client was too broke and too busy hiding out to be the all-powerful drug lord that people have made him out to be. The jury will return on Monday to start deliberations. And the first woman to fly a tactical fighter jet has died. Captain Rosemary Mariner was the Navy's first woman to fly a tactical fighter jet back in 1974. She died last week at 65 after losing a battle with cancer. Tomorrow, the Navy says Mariner will be honored at her funeral service with a ceremonial flyover with only female pilots. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Rachel Bavard is with us, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Worked in senior positions on Capitol Hill for a number of members of Congress, including Senators Rand Paul, Pat Toomey, and Mike Lee. Rachel, how are we doing? We staying out of the polar vortex, are we?
Just barely. So it sounds like we don't have it quite as bad as y'all do, but still pretty chilly.
Yes. No, it's been pretty crazy in Minneapolis. I've been saying that people that normally go out in the snow and, you know, make a hole in the ice, you know, to catch fish and that, they're not doing that right now.
Stay indoors.
I don't care. Yeah, exactly. Stay warm, stay indoors. But it looks like the vortex here will congeal and go back to where it needs to be, and everything will return in its normal weather pattern. So that's what we can hope for. We can only hope that maybe there'd be some normal in Congress, but I'll tell you, this recent fight about the census is just insane. And Rachel, maybe you can help Main Street America understand what it's all about and how we got here.
Well, this all started with the Trump administration's effort to put a question about, are you an American citizen, on the 2020 census. Now, recall the census goes out every 10 years. And data collected on the census is used for two things. The first is the allocation of about $800 billion federal resources, $800 billion federal resources. And the second is to draw congressional districts. Those are the two main outcomes of the census. So the Trump administration said, hey, look, if we're going to use it for that, we should ask people, are they citizens or not? And again, this is not a question about legal status. It's just simply, are you a citizen? There are plenty of people here legally that are not citizens. But the left went absolutely bonkers over this and claimed the Trump administration was trying to round up Hispanics and trying to deport people, which is obviously not the case. But now, like many of Trump's actions, this has been tied up in court with a district judge ruling last week that the Trump administration is prohibited from asking this question. The Trump administration is now appealing to the Supreme Court for their assistance.
And again, this isn't the first time that this question has been on the census. I think we go back a number of years, and I don't understand why it's fallen off. Maybe I have a better idea, because it would seem that there's some interested parties here, maybe the Democrats, that want to look to game the system. What do you say?
Well, it's interesting. The history of this question began in 1800 by none other than Thomas Jefferson, who wanted this question on the census. It was on the census every 10 years from 1820 through 1950, and it's still on the annual community survey, which actually goes out every year to one out of 38 households. That question is on there every single year, and the left has raised no problem with that. They just don't like it on the census. And yeah, you know, I think they, for them, it's a question of money and power. They want to advantage states that have a lot of sanctuary cities, that have high illegal immigrant populations. They tend to get more money. And they also want to keep those extra congressional districts that are outlined based on population. It's an open question on whether or not that should be based on citizenship. And I expect one that we'll see the courts act on in the next couple of years, because this is becoming a pressing question for states who don't have a lot of illegal immigrant populations. They're saying, hey, we're politically disadvantaged.
Well, and the thing is, first of all, the fundamental aspect of it is, why are, you know, paid for congressional members, senators and congressmen alike, why are they subordinating their interest and representing illegals in Congress with their seats and that? Because in a sense, what you're telling them is that the constituency, a legal citizen, is not as important any longer because your seat came by way of illegal immigration. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that's right, and I think that's ultimately the left agenda here. They won't come out totally and say it that way, but yes, you know, they want to make sure that they have access to those illegal populations. You know, they it's again the same agenda that's driving their open borders policy when it comes to immigration. They want to import these votes and then amnesty these folks and expect them to vote for Democrats ad infinitum till the end of time. So this is for the left, this is very much a power grab. And I think that's why it's important that people understand what's happening with this dispute on the census.
Well, they think they'll continue to vote Democrat until, you know, like what's happening right now. Look what's happening to the Hispanic vote. You know, by its very nature, being a Hispanic, I can speak to this issue out of experience, Rachel. We are a conservative group of people. In fact, when I first went on the radio with this national show about 10 years ago, people came to me and said, we had never heard of a conservative Hispanic before. I had to laugh because they said, you have no idea. You have no understanding of the core culture values of Hispanics. Their core culture is very conservative. Now, as anybody, people will do what they get rewarded for. And so what happens with the Democrats is they make all these promises, and initially they deliver on some of this stuff. But just like Hispanics today who have been in the system for a while, Black America, the same thing, they realize that the Democrats cannot sustain the ruse. And this is why Donald Trump, when he went to Black America and said, look, what do you got to lose? Give me a shot. And look what's happening with Black America, how much better they're doing under this administration, Hispanic America, what they're doing in terms of development of new business, entrepreneurship, jobs, better jobs even. You know, things are looking quite better under the administration of a Republican president as opposed to the Democrats who have promised all kinds of stuff. And when Donald Trump asked the question, Blacks had to go and Hispanics had to go, wow, you're right. we're not getting all that we told that we were going to get because the Democrats cannot sustain it.
No, that's right. And I think you've seen great strides for minorities under this president. You have the highest African-American employment record in the last decade. You know, the economy is doing very well. And again, you know, it goes back to this question of hypocrisy on the left, particularly when it comes to the census question. You know, they are completely fine with the questions that ask about race, about gender orientation, sexual orientation, how many toilets you have in your house. They're completely fine with all those questions, but they consider a question about citizenship to be too invasive. And I think it really unmasks the agenda here, because that's not an invasive question, except if you're a Democrat trying to make a power grab for voters in a lot of these states.
And unmasking, that's the perfect word, because that's what's happened under this administration is Donald Trump has been an exposing agent on so many levels, has he not?
I think that's absolutely true, and I think no other place do you see that more than in Congress, where he's considered so radical for the idea that he wants to actually keep his campaign promises. That's enough to make heads explode around Capitol Hill.
Right. Well, everything has gotten so emotional. I mean, you know, the tribalism has been amped up, the racial divide. I mean, at every, you know, any possibility where the Dems can climb, you know, can claim racism, just like this, is it's racist to ask a question. No, I mean, where's the responsibility? Is there not a fiduciary responsibility of policymakers, especially elected policymakers, to make sure that they're honoring their fiduciary responsibility to the electorate?
I think that's exactly the heart of this census question. And I think over the last several years, this debate has really started to center around what does it mean to be an American citizen? What does citizenship mean? The Constitution tells us it means that American citizens have certain rights and responsibilities over other people that are not. Now, you see the left, the great levelers, trying to say that citizenship doesn't mean anything, that we shouldn't have rights above and over illegal immigration or illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. But that's not what the Constitution says. And I think the more they try to water that down, I think the more conservatives are standing up and saying, no, this does have a distinction. It does have a meaning. And that's why this question is so important. We need to be able to know our demographics to make sure that our constitutional government is operating correctly.
Exactly. We've got more from Rachel Bavard after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupons. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America's Promise, fresh and independent, just the way you like us, right here at the intersection of faith and culture. I am Bill Martinez. Rachel Bavard continues with us. She's the Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership. Again, to give you just a real clear summary here, the national debate continues over how secure our border will be. Another aspect of illegal immigration continues to snake its way through the courts. In 2017, the Trump administration added a question about citizenship to the upcoming 2020 census. And I got to tell you, most Americans, at least the people I've talked to coast and all my travels, say that's a reasonable question, and they don't get the fuss over all this. And, you know, simply, we want to know, is this person a citizen of the United States? Predictably, the administration was besieged by lawsuits from the left calling such a question unconstitutional, illegal, a direct attack on our constitutional democracy, and predicting it would inject fear and distrust into vulnerable communities. I'm surprised, Rachel, that they didn't even use the word immoral in their diatribe here.
Yeah, they tell us constantly that the wall is immoral. I'm sure it's coming soon on a question about citizenship. But we told that's immoral too.
Yeah. Well, you know, and speaking of the wall, just real quick here. Of course, we have a bipartisan committee coming together dealing over this issue, and you know they keep wanting to present this as Trump's wall, and we've been saying here on this show, Rachel, it's America's wall. It's America's security. You know, why are they pinning this all on Trump? I mean, 63 million people said, look at. You know, we're concerned about our security. We've got citizens in every state of the union have been murdered at the hands of illegal immigrants. You know, there's got to be a stop to this. How many more is it going to take before we do something about it? We've got illegal drugs pouring in, sex trafficking. You know, the Democrats that say that there's so much for women's rights and honoring women dishonor them by allowing them to be kidnapped and sex trafficked into this country. I mean, it is disgusting. I don't know how they can hold any moral high ground whatsoever, because what we're talking about is a win-win proposition. When I say win-win, I'm saying, you know, for immigrants coming into this country who, you know, obey our laws, they're not going to have to deal in the shadows and rely on, you know, local bosses to give them justice, whatever that represents, and have the fear of being deported at any moment. You know, it's for the rest of the citizens. They can be safe in their own communities. I mean, we talked about, you know, these minorities. I mean, they have been pulverized by these illegals, because these illegal immigrants, they're not moving into Beverly Hills, you know, creating havoc. There, because birds of a feather flock together, they're going to go into the communities they're more familiar with. That's only reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah, and it goes to this hypocrisy of the left on this issue. Again, you point out that they are the self-proclaimed party of women, party of humanitarian causes. Well, there's a humanitarian crisis at our border. There's a sovereignty crisis at our border. In just November alone, Border Patrol stopped 62,000 illegal crossers. That is a crisis point. And Democrats refuse to acknowledge it and refuse to do anything about it. But more than that, the wall that Trump is trying to fund and build is a wall that, you know, many of them voted for in 2006.
Exactly.
You saw Hillary Clinton, then Senator Barack Obama, Chuck Schumer, now the leader of the Democrats, all voted for 700 miles of a double-layered wall on the border. It was okay then. But it's not okay now, because it's President Trump's wall. The Trump derangement syndrome has gotten so large among Democrats that they are literally putting our national security at risk because they hate the president that much. And that is not what they were elected to do. And it's not what the majority of the American people expect from them. So whether or not they come to an agreement in these next 3 weeks, I think, hinges on this question.
Well, they've got till February the 15th, right? Or the president is going to be forced to do something. And I agree. I will agree with Marco Rubio on this, is that it's not in the best interest for all concerned that the president claim an emergency move here and declare an emergency in order to, you know, secure our border. He's exactly right. I agree with him to that point. And what it does, though, what he's not embracing is the fact of the matter is it's the responsibility of our Congress to work this out. The reason that it's at the president's door is because they've ignored it for decades.
That's right. And I think it's very unfortunate that, you know, President Trump, to his credit, has given Congress every possible chance to get this right. He's begged them to do it for two straight years. He shut the government down in an incentive to incentivize them to do it. He opened it back up because Democrats said, hey, we'll negotiate this with you, but we'll only do it when the government's open. So he did that. Mm-hmm. And now he's giving them 3 extra weeks to come to the table. If they cannot come to the table with something that at least meets President Trump a little bit where he's at, you know, I understand where Marco Rubio is coming from. I also understand the president's frustration that he's giving Congress every opportunity to act, and they still, you know, like the Roman Emperor Nero, they still sit and fiddle while the border burns, refusing to do anything about
it. Amen. Well, you know, I would like to hear from the Democrats, and particularly Senator Coons, who had a comment, you know, about how they were going to work together in that, is that if they really were interested to come up with a solution, it wouldn't be based on $5.7 billion for the border wall. They say they want comprehensive reform or a comprehensive strategy to attack border security. Well, then come at it comprehensively. We don't need to limit ourselves with a $5.7 billion budget. I would be excited if they came back and said, hey, look, we're going to really go after this thing. And right now, in this next phase of border security, we're going to appropriate $10 billion and actually give the president more than what he's asked for and really demonstrate to the American people that they're interested in legislating and protecting our sovereignty and our national security. What do you say?
Yeah, you know, I think that's right. They have to come to the middle on this. President Trump doesn't get a lot of credit for this, but he has actually come toward the center with Democrats. He said, look, I want money for my wall, but I will now give you, you know, legal status for DACA recipients, which is something Democrats have said they wanted for years. Trump offered that to them, and they rejected it.
Right.
You know, he's offered, in January of last year, he offered them legal status for 1.8 million Dreamers, which is well and above, I think, a lot of what even conservatives supported. But he was willing
twice
to make the trip.
Twice as much as what they asked for.
Exactly, and they are unwilling to even come to the table on that. So I think it just tells you how intransigent these congressional Democrats are, how opposed they are to any possible solution, again, because they just hate Trump that much that they're not even willing to accept the concessions that he's willing to make. And that should tell you exactly where their priorities lie. And I can tell you, it's not border security.
Rachel, we've got a couple minutes left here, and I want you to look forward to 2020 here. Does this position that the Democrats are holding to, which seems to be one of chaos because of, you know, the new members who have come in and the pull, the hard pull to the left that the Democrats are being yanked on, I mean, to the point that even Nancy Pelosi has to measure her words. Do you think the people, you know, in Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman, are seeing what's going on to the point that, you know, the Democrats are going to be greatly surprised come 2020 and that, you know, the GOP could recapture the House? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a very big possibility right now, especially if, as you say, the Democrats continue to track to extreme leftward. You know, the most popular person in the Democrat Party right now is the congresswoman from the Bronx, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez,
AOC,
who is a self-declared socialist,
right,
who wants to tax billionaires at 70%. That is the most popular person in their party right now. And that's why I think you're starting to see moderate candidacies being floated from people like Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, because I think there's a whole swath of moderate Democrats who have no idea where to go right now. And again, you saw yesterday with the comments from Virginia Governor Ralph Northam about supporting abortion up until the moment of delivery. That's how radical these Democrats are right now.
Well, this is extreme. I mean, you had, well, first of all, started in Hawaii, then it goes to Albany, and they're high-fiving and celebrating everything. Now in Virginia, I mean, what this does, Rachel, it exonerates Kermit Gosnell, does it not?
No, it absolutely does. I think it's the most radical, horrific, vile abortion policy that we have seen on display. But at the end of the day, you know, this is simply what Democrats support. They hide it behind words like choice and, you know, words like women's health. But at the end of the day, this has nothing to do with any of those things. It has everything to do with convenience. And as we saw on display yesterday, that means even delivering the infant and letting the infant perish if that's what the mother chooses.
Right there on the table. Reproductive rights at the expense of the unborn, or even in this case now, even the born, if a mother so dictates. You talk about immorality. You know, Nancy Pelosi needs to consider that as being immoral. And we'll leave it there until we talk again. Rachel Bavard, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Rachel, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that helps with mental distraction and supports memory function like nothing I've ever experienced. Go to BillMartinezLife.com now. Check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Relief from the dangerously cold weather that's been gripping the Midwest and Northeast for the past several days is in sight. But today is still starting off bitterly cold across those regions, leading the Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer to say,
"I just want to make sure that people understand the severity of the weather out there."
At least 21 fatalities have been blamed on the dangerously cold weather, but by tomorrow, places like Chicago, which have been experiencing wind chills of 40 and 50 below zero, will see 40 degrees or more on the thermometer.
There's not going to be any war money in the legislation.
And comments like those from the Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have President Trump saying he doesn't have much confidence in the bipartisan talks about a border wall aiming to avert another government shutdown. He tells the New York Times yesterday that the negotiations are a waste of time. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
I wish he hadn't mentioned Russian, you know. So Russian paranoid these days. And speaking French and Russian, it is not easy, let me tell you. Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Melissa Henson, the Director of Grassroots Education and Activism for the Parents TV Council, is with us. We're going to talk Super Bowl. Hey, this weekend, everybody's all excited, all dressed up, wearing their favorite colors, and ready to go. Right, Melissa?
A lot of people are. I probably won't be.
Well, yeah, you know, I just like to, if nothing else, it's time to, you know, get together and, you know, over dip things and, you know, do the stuff
That's
you
right.
Say, hey, okay, it only happens once a year, and I'm going to double my workout on Monday after it's over, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the big TV events of the year, right? I mean, Oscars used to be up there, but I'm not sure anybody really cares about the Oscars anymore. So, I mean, for TV events that bring everybody together, where you can expect that probably half to three quarters of TV households are probably going to be tuned in at some point during the game.
Well, and it's amazing when you consider the history of the NFL, as you say, and bringing the family together. I think TV advertisers are spending, what, over $5 million for a commercial I mean, it just keeps on increasing. To your point, because it seems like a majority of America is watching the game. But sadly, there's been some things that have happened in the Super Bowl. When you got your kids around, you're going, wait a minute, doesn't the NFL get this? I mean, what are they doing to us?
Right. Arguably, the first time was with the Super Bowl incident with Janet Jackson and Timberlake, Justin Timberlake. That was, probably 15 years ago or more.
Costume malfunction. That was the new term.
Right.
Everybody knew was speaking on the following day. Everybody was talking about costume malfunction. We didn't talk about that before then.
Right, with the MTV produced halftime show, and that really caught a lot of people off guard, because up to then, you know, people had assumed that the Super Bowl was something that you could safely watch with your kids in the room and not have to worry about anything like that happening. And then, of course, we also went through a period where the ads that debuted during the Super Bowl themselves were sometimes pretty racy, in particular, like the GoDaddy ads, for example.
Right.
Could get a little bit off color, or a little bit a little sexy maybe, and a little uncomfortable if you had young children watching.
Exactly.
So So hopefully the NFL is starting to learn, and they're making safer choices when it comes to their halftime entertainment, and hopefully putting a little bit of pressure on the advertisers to keep their acts clean too.
Well, Melissa, you know, the culture being what it is, and you want to give adults the benefit of the doubt, but every time we do, they seem to surprise us. So, in anticipation of the game, what's your recommendation? I mean, we're going to have our kids or grandkids there with us watching the game. I mean, do we just, like, you know, kick them out of the room, you know, when the commercials come on?
Well, that's probably not a bad strategy. And if you happen to have a DVR or some similar kind of device that allows you to skip commercials, it might not be a bad idea to employ the DVR while you're watching the game, and either pause it and send the kids out of the room during the commercial breaks, and then, you know, when the game resumes, you can bring them back in, or just skip past the commercials if you're able to watch on a slight delay, 2 to 5 minutes, for example, so that you can skip through the commercial breaks. That's probably a good idea, because you can't be sure 100% what's going to be airing during the commercials. And even if the products that are being advertised, you know, the brands are keeping their commercials clean, you still sometimes have promos for other entertainment offered on that network.
Exactly.
Whoever's going to be. And quite often it's those promos that have the more problematic content.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been a lot of issue with Netflix, for example. I don't know if they're one of the advertisers. As you say, I haven't seen the list, so I don't know if the Parents Television Council has an advanced list, has any advanced idea on the commercials, you know, that are going to be coming out, so that we could be on guard for it. Have you gotten any indication so far?
Well, there are a few companies that release their ads ahead of the Super Bowl, so that they can sort of get some buzz going, some word of mouth promotion going on those commercials. It's a safe bet that there will be some Netflix commercials, and probably also some commercials for some of the original Amazon Prime programming. At least that's been the pattern or the trend for the last few years. And also, we've been seeing a lot of ads for original cable series, quite often shows that are rated TVMA for adult audiences only. So that's also something for parents to be aware of.
Yeah, why doesn't the NFL and the network, you know, get a hold of this? I mean, you know, it's even like when you go to movies today, they try to be sensitive. I say try, they're not, you know, 100%. But if you're watching a PG film, you know, they're reticent to give you a you know, a promo. Or a trailer for an R-rated film. But, you know, look at this is the 21st century. We've gone through all this, and, you know, people keep pushing back. I guess maybe the silent majority is, you know, being too silent, and they need to push back harder. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it makes a certain amount of sense from the NFL's point of view. Their key demographic is not so much families as young guys who have a lot of disposable income. So that's why you're going to see a lot of commercials for cars. You're going to see a lot of commercials for beer, because they figure this is what young guys spend their money on. But families are also a very profitable consumer base that they should also be targeting with their advertising. And I would argue they probably have a bit more disposable income than single guys, because most families, you have two incomes, not one.
Right.
So, so I think it's a little short-sighted for them to be so narrowly focused on young single guys when they should be thinking about the whole family that's watching.
Well, you're exactly right. I think the average cost for a six-pack of beer versus a brand-new car, big difference, is it not?
Right.
Just saying. I mean, you know, we're marketing folks here, you know. I just kind of like to work the numbers here. But, you know, and of course, the NFL has had a brutal couple of years. You know, we've seen, you know, video of stadiums that have been half empty. I mean, it's really been, you know, a tough couple of years for them. And, you know, I think they need to think more comprehensively about what it is that they're marketing out there. Do they not?
Right, right. And keep in mind the fact that, you know, the survival of the franchise would sort of depend on creating new generations of fans. And so it would also be in their best interest to encourage families to sit down and watch together. And that would help to create a new generation of fans.
Exactly.
That would keep that franchise going. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I guess the best thing we can do, as you say, is you DVR it, you run a little bit of a delay just to protect yourself. You know, for parents who are going to have their kids and grandkids there, it would be prudent of you to do a little bit of research, find out who you know, what kind of advertisements are going to be there. And, you know, heads up, the halftime show, you know, what do you think about the halftime show? It's a little risky all over again, too, right?
Well, Maroon 5 is not they're not known for sort of
going over the top
shock
right.
tactics or anything mm-hmm. like that. So so of course you don't know what surprise guests might come on. Maroon 5 seems to be a fairly safe act, but again, it wouldn't hurt to put it on a slight time delay. And you know, if you're on Twitter or some similar kind of social media, if you check in on that while the halftime show is happening, if something controversial happens, you can bet somebody's going to tweet it, and that'll let you know whether or not it's okay to let your kids watch it on a time
right.
delay or not. And if you do happen to see something, or if your kids happen to see something you wish they hadn't, it's a good learning opportunity, a good teachable moment for your kids to talk about your values, share your values with them.
Exactly, and be prepared, because as we are realizing here in our culture today, they're giving us plenty of these learning opportunities. You know, I don't, you know, and all you can hope for, I mean, at least around our household, usually around halftime, the kids are out, you know, getting another hot dog, or they're, you know, they've had enough of sitting in, you know, one place long enough. It's like they're up and
sure,
rolling, so
yeah.
Maybe just encourage them. But, you know, hey, look, at viewers beware, the Super Bowl, no question. Question about it, an iconic, and you know, it's traditional, but with it comes some risk, as they've taught us before, right?
Exactly right.
Melissa Hansen, Director of Grassroots Education with the Parents TV Council. Thank you, Melissa. Take care.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually liked MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off the radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. By the way, we want to thank our new family of listeners. We want to thank them, those that are listening to us from KFCS, the Trumpet in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, now carrying Bill Martinez live all 3 hours, Monday through Friday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time on 1580 a.m., 104.3 FM. We welcome you all. Thank you so much. And we've got some more expanding news coming your way in the next couple of weeks. By the way, our good friends have sent us a limited number of DVDs of the new Gosnell movie, which is just coming out on DVD and video on demand. He took an oath to protect life, not to take it. Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer. I have a limited number of DVDs, and you know how it works here. We're givers here at Bill Martinez Live. So if you send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com, make sure you include your address. We'll put you into HAPA. Okay, put you in the world famous, generous HAPA. We pull your name, and we will get you your very own copy of the Gosnell movie. I would, you know, not only for personal use, but I think it's a great opportunity to, you know, bring your neighbors over and to watch this incredibly stunning movie, especially in light of the controversy that has just captured, you know, the attention of many Americans with what's happening in Hawaii. Also, what happened in New York and Virginia, the talk about abortion, quite provocative. It's PG. This is a PG-13 movie, by the way, so it is, they were real careful not to get it, you know, make it, you know, extremely gory from that standpoint, as abortion can be. Jeff Johnston, meanwhile, joins us from Focus on the Family. It's always good to have Jeff with us. He is a issues analyst for Focus. Jeff, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing well. Thanks. Thanks for having me on the broadcast.
Hey, always good to have you on. We're so grateful. You know, we've been partnering here for the last couple of years with Focus on the Family every week. You guys are faithful to come on and talk about various topics. And, Jeff, you know, our responsibility is, look, we're going to, you know, spread the truth out there, and it's up for people to understand, you know, whether we're talking about, abortion or other major cultural issues, the war on religion, which is extremely obvious these days. And what you have to talk and report on is what's happening in the state of Colorado. Explain to our audience about this incredible bill that is being considered right now.
Well, first, congratulations on being broadcast in Colorado, and I'm glad this gives a chance for some of our Coloradans to hear about what's happening in the state.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bill in the House. It's Bill 1032, and it's about comprehensive human sexuality education. Now, Colorado's kind of unusual in that our state constitution mandates that we have local control of school districts, that the local school board is supposed to control the education. But about 6 years ago, the legislature said that if you're going to teach sex education, you may not teach about abstinence only, but you have to teach comprehensive human sexuality education. And now they're even trying to broaden that and add some money to it to sweeten the pot. And they're this bill would force anyone that does teach about sex education to also talk about sexual orientation and gender identity. And what we oppose is the state, first of all, intervening in local school districts, which they're not supposed to do here.
Right.
But secondly, taking these really sensitive issues that parents should be talking to kids about and putting them in the education curriculum.
Well, you know, government has continued to intrude. I mean, let's go back to the Clintons. Hillary's famous words: "It takes a village, to raise a child, and maybe it takes a village to mess a child up." You know, should have been the theme, because in practical application, yes, I mean, I guess it's dependent on the village in which that child is being raised. If it's one with, you know, some traditions that are vital and that are really of value, I guess that's one thing. But if you've got a village that's out of control and unhinged from morality, I'm not sure I want that village participating in the education of my child.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, of course, two parents, when they're raising a family, need help from other people. They need help from their family members, from their church, from the local community. They have to trust the police force and educators and fire departments. So there's all kinds of people we lean on as we're raising our children, but it's parents who have the ultimate responsibility. I mean, even the Supreme Court has affirmed that parents have the right to oversee the custody, care, and moral upbringing of their children. And so here you have the state intruding itself into moral issues, and the bill also has a provision saying that you can't explicitly or even implicitly teach or endorse religious ideology. And I'm not sure what that means, to even implicitly teach religious ideology.
Right.
But evidently you can't teach morality as you're talking about sex education. You only have to teach, you must teach the state's viewpoint on this issue.
Well, you know, it's most incredible, and you would think the geniuses would look back and consider when, you know, the government came in and said, no Ten Commandments. We don't want Ten Commandments in the hallways of our educational institutions any longer. Somehow, I guess, the mere mortals know better. And look at what has happened to the educational system since then. Now, there are people that can do the research and the studying, but common sense and reason would tell you that when that happened in the mid-60s, look, going forward, what has gone on with our educational institutions, disconnected from morality?
I know. You know, even my I have a couple of seniors, and they're studying these deep questions about why are we here, and what's our purpose in life. And they go to a classical charter school. It's a secular school,
right.
But they're aware. We were talking about this week, that you can't teach anything basically without imparting a worldview or having a worldview with it.
Of course.
And in our day and age, secular ideology is not morally neutral, and it functions as a matter of faith for those who believe it. So those who are pushing sexual orientation and gender identity into the schools, they're pushing a specific moral viewpoint that is almost like a religion to them. And in Colorado, we already know what happens when you add sexual orientation and gender identity to the law. We have Jack Phillips, the baker,
right,
who was, you know, punished by an unelected appointed state committee for believing, for his views about marriage, sexuality, and what it means to be male and female. And this bill does the same thing. It adds to an unelected appointed state council that will oversee grants for sex education and then make sure that the schools are teaching what the state wants them to teach rather than having local control.
Well, to make sure people understand what's being presented here, is they want to require public schools and some charter schools to teach the explicit sexual techniques of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals. This is how over the top it's become. And I'm sorry if I caused you to pull off the road and end up in a ditch here right now, but this is the America we live in. It is unhinged. And, you know, you would think, and I'd say many in our generation who grew up with, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll and all that, realized experientially that doesn't work. I mean, we don't want that for our kids. I mean, just because we messed up doesn't mean that, you know, they can't learn from our lessons. Although I understand there are some people, because they've messed up, they don't want to admit it. You know, they're ashamed of it. And so they figure, hey, look, if everybody's in, the water's fine, then somehow, you know, my sin or, you know, my my deviation, you know, from, you know, a principled life, you know, is minor, you know, by comparison, because like they always say, Jeff, everybody's doing it, right?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you some good news in the middle of all this.
Okay. Yes.
And that is, I went up to the state capitol on Wednesday to testify against this bill, and I talked to a woman who was bringing people to testify, and she heads up our Colorado Family Action, and she said she had 20 people there to testify. Well, I got to the capitol, and there was a line going up the steps to get into the Capitol, and then I got to the floor where the hearing room was, and there were hundreds of people who wanted to sign up to testify, and many of them were testifying against this bill. There were Christian families, there were pastors. Our Colorado Family Action had brought up 120 Spanish-speaking pastors and their parishioners from different cities around the state. They ended up having over 300 people wanting to testify about this bill, and most of them were opposed to it. And so I just got really excited because I saw the Christian community and the conservative community waking up a little bit and saying, hey, keep your hands off our children.
Exactly.
Now, you know, the House passed the bill, of course, because they can do what they want to do. But they ended up hearing testimony till after midnight because there were so many people there that were opposed to this legislation. And if, you know, if we can take this beginning and create a groundswell here in the state, I think we can really change the course of the state.
Well, Jeff,
never seen anything like it. They had to set up 6 overflow rooms.
Wow.
So that people could watch the testimony. And, you know, in the legislative hearing committee where I was, they tell you not to talk and be quiet while people are testifying. But people would raise their hands and shake them in the air, kind of how the hearing impaired applaud things. And these parents were raising their hands. And then in the overflow rooms, people were cheering and shouting for the testimonies against this bill.
Well, Jeff, that is encouraging. You know, we've been saying repeatedly here that the silent majority has got to, they got to speak up. The time for silence is not now. And maybe Coloradans are leading the way here in, you know, getting everybody and encouraging everybody to get activated and get involved. This is their government. It's our country. It's the government of, for, by, we the people. Jeff Johnson from Focus on the Family on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone?